I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. For today, Jane is off doing an event, a mediumship event, and so she will not be joining us. So back to me for today only. And then in the coming weeks, we will have her back with our guests that are scheduled in the upcoming weeks. So there we go. And today is Friday, March 9th, 2018. The song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that being Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And you can find that song and a couple others at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. Now, Purpose Talk Radio does come to you every Friday afternoon, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. What we do is we bring you guests and topics related to living your purpose. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, we'd love to have you here. If you want to talk about how you came to know your purpose, how you came to achieve it, and give some suggestions to some other folks as to how maybe they can live and find their purpose, we'd love to have you be a part of our show. You can get a hold of me and find out the details on that by sending an email to Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E. TALRADIO.com. Now, there are several ways that you can participate in this show as well. If you are listening to it live, one of the first ways is if you are on the show page, you can scroll all the way down to the chat box that is opening there momentarily so that you can put your comments, feedback in that box right away. The other way is you can call in to the show, and that phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Also, if you're on the show page and you'd like to Skype in and have a Blog Talk Radio account, you can Skype in to us. Those overseas may not have a United States phone number and therefore will have to Skype. Now, the other option, of course, is, or maybe not, of course, because you may not know it, but those who have listening, who are listening regularly do know that we also have a Facebook group, and that group is at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And that is on Facebook, like I said. And what you can do is come on over there, and there is a post that is at the top of the page, at least for the week or until we have the next one, the next show. And that post does allow for comments at any time that you might be listening to the show, because the show is archived, and you can share it with your family, friends, frenemies, whatever you'd like to call them. You can share it with anybody that you think might benefit from the show. And that archived shows up about 15 minutes after the regular show at the same link that the original show posted. So feel free to comment in that, especially if you're listening to an archive of our show. You just have to look for the date of the show, and then you can put your comments, questions, all that into that area. So I think I've had all of the information. All of the show is brought to you. We do allow sponsorship for this show because we do pay for the airtime, and would love to have, if you are enjoying it, to participate in that as well. You can sponsor with your business. You can send off a donation. Whatever you'd like, let us know how we can reach you on that. And the bit on that is that I just realized that we have the Facebook page being incorrect on a date or on a name. Anyway, so the way that you do that is you can send it to the PayPal account of Purpose Talk Radio. The other thing that you can do is get a hold of us. If you have products or services you'd like to share with our guests, our listeners, with anybody out in that world that wants to live their purpose, we'd love to have you do that. Again, send an email to Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, and we'd be happy to let you know how that all works out. So I think I've put all of the information that we need to have there for you, so that you can be a part of what is happening today and any other time you might be listening to this show. So, having said all of that, what I've noticed out in the world this past year, maybe 2 years, maybe even 3 years, we might be going on it, you know, we've had some differing outside weather. We've had to deal with some differing inside weather and physical, mental weather as well. And, you know, for some people, it's a challenge. People with disabilities have to get out around the snow, and sometimes that's not quite as easy as they'd like. Out in the East Coast right now, there's extreme weather going on with the snow and the ice and the power outages. And I've got several friends out there that are dealing with downed trees, power outages, all that kind of stuff going on. And, you know, this time of year, they don't expect that, especially the downed trees. So it's kind of hard to have that taken care of, because without electricity, you know, you deal with gas chainsaws versus some of the electric that might be more powerful. You can't get warm enough. You know, you go out in the weather and you get cold from trying to deal with the trees and then have to turn around. There's no place to really get warm. There's all those problems, and, you know, they're just trying to deal with life on a daily basis in out there right now. And as I've been considering that, the question is, how does that relate to our everyday life? You know, some people have had to deal with talking to their children about the shootings in the schools and other places. They've had to, in general, discuss safety maybe more than they had to do in the past. You know, we're in the habit of teaching children stranger danger. You know, don't talk to strangers. And there is a kind of a disagreement, I think, in the world on that, too, because you don't want to make kids totally afraid of strangers. And yet you want them to be conscious of it so that they don't go off with somebody that they shouldn't be. So what ends up happening sometimes is creating a fear around what's going on in our lives. And the unfortunate part of that is that that's not really the way we want to have life. I'm sorry, I'm just realized something was off base here. And so, you know, what we want to do instead is we want to be able to say, hey, look, how do we weather those times that are a little rough for us? How do we handle those in the general scheme of things? You know, what we want to do is we want to be able to focus on the things that we're supposed to do on a daily basis. And yet, sometimes we don't know how to do that because there's other things going on. So what do I mean by that? If we look at what is expected in our daily life, most of us have to get up, take a shower, brush our teeth, do our daily routine, get dressed up for whatever the day is supposed to hold, work, school, whatever, you know, shopping, getting the kids off to school, whatever we might have to do for the day. There's certain expectations. There's certain things that we have to do. And in doing that, we know that we have to appear a certain way, right? Our face has to show that we are bright and cheery, or at least ready to face the day. Clothing has to be a certain way for what we work. You know, the factory, a lot of times it's a uniform. The office, it might be a suit. Chasing after the kids, you're probably not going to be in high heels and a skirt or a three-piece suit. Although I've seen parents that are, because then they go off to work. But those kinds of things, you know, you dress. If you're going off to a play, it depends what the play is, how you're going to dress. Pajamas out in public, or there's going to be some questions. You know, it seems like life has allowed us to get a little more casual with some of our things, some of our appearances. But yet, overall and generally, it seems like people do have a specific expectation of us on a daily basis that we can do what we're supposed to do. However, there are days where things happen. Just like the weather changes our plans for the day, the things in our life can pop up. And the weather can, we then have to weather those things as well. You know, we go out, we stop for a cup of coffee or breakfast on the way to where we're supposed to be. And whoops, find out that, dump the coffee on yourself. What do? You know, how do you get that cleaned up? Are you one who keeps extra clothing in the car for just those events, or a backpack if you're going to school, like me? I often am known to have an extra shirt in my bag, because I know I have this saying sometimes, dress me up, just don't give me food. Some people think that's kind of negative, but at the same time, you know, I usually use it after I've dumped something on myself, as opposed to before it. So I use it as a way just to lighten what's happening and how I can laugh at myself sometimes. You know, I just have to fly with it sometimes. And there's not much that can be done about it. It just is what it is. So how do we handle that stuff? You know? And what do we do with it? It's like the people out east. They don't have a choice. Right now, it is just the situation. They can't change that. And so the situation is just a punt, kick, walk through it, and keep going. Excuse me, I have something in my throat. I'm struggling a little bit to deal with my thoughts and make my comments on this at the moment. So, excuse me. So I was trying to not cough into anybody's ears as I did that. So here, what do you do? I'd love to hear from people in the chat room or in the comments and have you let us know what kinds of things you do to make things happen the way it needs to happen for you. Again, 347-205-9074 is the phone number. 347-205-9074. Or put your comments in the chat room and we'll try to see those. There's storms. There's, you know, people deal with things such as a loss of a job. Death in a family. We just experienced that in our family. We had an uncle. We still have an uncle. Our uncle's still our uncle. Who found out he had only a couple of weeks to live with a cancer diagnosis. And so the family gathered, and we all went to see him, or many of us went to see him, so that we could, you know, say goodbye. We could get one last laugh with him. One chance to say whatever we needed to say. Some family members did need to deal with some specific stuff and feel good about what they needed to for the rest of their lives. They needed to get beyond some things that had happened in the family. And that happens a lot when people are ill and the rest of the family knows about it. All of a sudden, everybody wants to forgive the person who's passing on, wants the forgiveness from the person passing on. It seems like that's one of those weather situations in life that can predict how people will act to some extent. We know that in this situation, there will be grief. There'll be loss. There'll be anger if they didn't get the chance to say what they wanted to say. It's a process. It is a storm that sometime in our lives we all have to deal with. My uncle did pass. We did have the funeral. And for me, what happened is that I lost 2 days of class because both the days I went down to see my uncle and the day of the funeral were class days. Gratefully, there is some policies in place that allowed me to, like, attend the evening class after the funeral service. There were some situations with assignments that I could discuss with my instructor and deal with those. Now, you know, that also means that I have to rush with some other things. I had to put some things to the side that I might be doing otherwise now because I still have those assignments to do. That's okay. Again, it's somewhat predictable, but yet it's never quite planned. We can't plan for funerals. We can't always plan for the weather. You know, we just have these opportunities that give us a little bit of growth. Give us opportunity to learn how to handle things differently. That's how life comes to us. The other one, we talked about job loss briefly. That's another way, another time that, you know, we'll all lose a job some way, shape, or form, whether we resign, whether a company moves out of the area, whether we're laid off, fired, whatever. We're all going to lose a job. You know, we might have an assignment that we've taken on that's a paid gig, a freelancer. Sometimes those fall through. On the other hand, sometimes referrals come through and extra jobs are added. And we have to figure out how to go around those. Those are all opportunities, again, types of weather that we can't necessarily plan for. Because we don't want to sit around waiting for a job loss. And yet at the same time, we know that probably sometime in our life it's going to happen. Are you one of these folks that just jump up and go out and find another job? Or are you someone who instead says, let's see, I haven't taken a vacation in a long time. I'm going to collect that unemployment for a couple weeks, and then I'll get right on that bandwagon and I'll go find another job. Or, there's another one. Some people say, I'm not working for anybody else anymore. I'm going to take the opportunity to be my own boss. I'm going to just start my own business. What type of person are you? What type of weather do you create? It's kind of up to you in those cases. The weather might show up, but do you shovel the snow and get it out of the way right away? Do you just say, hey, there's a bunch of colorful leaves here falling, and I'm going to let them fall till they're done, and then I'll rake them up? Or do you rake them up as they, each one comes down, and you get the piles out of the way as soon as you can? Or are you someone who is like the springtime? The seeds get planted, you nurture, you water, you till the ground. You take care of those seeds until you start seeing the results. And then you take care of them a different way. And you make sure they have a different kind of water level. Because seeds need one, plants need the others. Once the plants are up, sometimes nature takes care of its own watering. As a seed, when their seedlings are in there, you need to make sure that they get enough water and don't get rotted out from too much. So it all depends on what kind of, and then there's just, you know, we have the things in our lives, and then we have the summer where it's bright and shiny for some of us. Some of us, it's rainy. Again, depending upon where you live and what you do with those lives. You know, those things that summer things seem to be kind of just going along. We don't have to do much with the summer of our lives. I think those are the times when we can say, hey, job's going great, school's going great, life's going great. We can coast along a little bit. And then, you know, it does still cycle into the other seasons and the other types of weather with it. So, how does that affect our day-to-day purpose? I think for many of us, that's summertime. Like I said, we can just kind of coast along, and we just figure that we're right where we're supposed to be. And there's other times where, you know, as, you know, we challenge our own selves and say, hey, is this what we're supposed to be doing? It just doesn't feel right. The time's not, something's not falling into place for me. I just, you know, for me, the times when I start feeling jittery or edgy, that's when I really have to stop and say, hey, something's just not right here. Is it something in what I'm eating? Is it what I'm doing for work? Is it a lack of sleep? Because our purpose, our daily purpose is not to be on it, is more to just be flowing along, closer to having that summer as possible. And there's times when I'm on edge, that is not my purpose at all. Not at all. So I have to check in and say, am I raining on somebody else's parade? Am I, you know, frozen in time when I should be moving and going somewhere else? You know, that buried snow again. Buried in snow, excuse me. Like on the East Coast. They can't go anywhere. They can't get out to a restaurant even to go get a warm meal because there's too much ice and snow. And the restaurants aren't open either. You know, generators can only go so long and so far. If there's no power, the gas pumps will only work for so long also. You know, nobody can get in to give them gas. There's all those issues going on out east right now. I haven't checked in with my friends today to see if they're back on power. I just haven't had a chance. I'm hoping they are because they were going on like 3 and 4 days for some of them. And that gets to be pretty tedious. You know, the food starts, you're supposed to keep the refrigerators and freezers closed to protect the food a certain number of days. Even that doesn't work, and the stuff starts thawing out. But by that time, it's thawed out so much that trying to save it is too late. But so sometimes in those moods, I come back to that. It's like, is it too late to save a job if you become disgruntled with it? When your mood starts just melting away every day and you don't come in happy and you don't feel like you want to be there. On the other hand, we look at it the other way too. You know, you can switch that up sometimes by choice. Sometimes with a discussion with a boss and say, hey, you know, something's just not right here. I've been in some good companies where that opportunity has been there. Well, I said, you know, we both know this isn't working. Is there something else I can be doing? Do you think there's another job open somewhere that I might be better fit for? And sometimes it's been there and sometimes it's not. I worked for one company that did a lot of promoting and moving around of people within. They posted jobs first within and then went to the outside. So there was a normal transition from one department to the other. I was working for JCPenney at the time in the warehouse. And there were office jobs, there were warehouse jobs, there were supervisory jobs that were constantly posted in various departments. And my normal lifestyle is about 2 to 3 years on a job. And I kind of get bored with it. I don't know about the rest of you. I've heard of some people that have been in jobs 30 and 40 years, and I am blown away. I hope someday I find a job that I'm in that lets me be there longer than that, keeps me active enough, and gives me enough of a challenge that I want to be there for many years. But about 3 years is the time that I say, I don't know, is this really what I want to be doing? And so it was pretty cool because I could go and figure out, all right, is this too much of a challenge for me now, or do I want more of a challenge? And there's one point where I was working a couple of jobs, a full-time job, a part-time job, and I said, you know what? I actually want to come into work and not really have to think about anything. I want to do my job and go home. Or leave it here, rather. To then go home, go do my other job, and leave that one there, too, and not have to think about it. And I've had many jobs over the years that have had me taking work home. So I wanted at least one job that was not taking things home. So I went to the warehouse. It was great. Do tickets, go pick the orders, go home. Next day, come back, do the same thing for a long time. A couple of years on that. And at the same time, I was working part-time for a newspaper where I'd go out in the evening, write the story, call it in, and hopefully be done with it and then do something the next day. And I wasn't working every night for that. That was like as needed. So it was often a Monday through Thursday job in the evening. And I could have my weekends for what I wanted. Sometimes we have some of those opportunities too. So I don't have too much more to say on this because I've just kind of been thinking and, like I said, relating to the weather outside and what happens in our regular life. And to you that you can kind of do the same thing. We have the choices, no matter what happens on a day-to-day basis, as to what we want to do. And how we want to do it. Do we want to shovel that snow? Do we want to just let it blossom and grow on its own? Wait and see what pops up? Maybe springtime. Do we want to rake off the coloring and see what's underneath as we do in the fall? And bury some things so that we know they're going to pop up next spring as we do the bulbs of some of the flowers. Or we have the spring where we till and water and baby and gently caress everything around us. In the weather, and let the rains come and wash the dirt away, wash anything away that we don't want. It's all up to us. And we get to choose that on a daily basis. So again, as you look at your purpose, to decide what you want to do with it. You decide if you will weather the weather. Or you'll say, well, I don't know whether this is going to happen. You have one other opportunity. There is one other piece I wanted to say. You can always say, if this happens, what can I expect? If that happens, what can I expect? Whether I make this choice or whether I make that choice, it's all a choice. And sometimes leaving things in the status quo still is making a choice. Just to see what what will happen. So Purpose Talk Radio. Tries to bring you topics, tell you how to live your purpose, how people and thoughts came to believe their purpose and know what it is, and how to just live in your purpose. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please let us know and send an email to Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. You know what? At the top of the hour, I did forget to say that we were supposed to have Joy Siren, J.S. DeViv on our show today. And we did need to make a change on that. So she will be here next week as I'm looking up the exact topic for the day. The following week, we will have... another author on here. The next week is Cultivating Community by Creating a Whole New World. Thank you. With J.S. DeViv. And she has created, literally, a world of related to fantasy, fiction, language, universe, school. Well, I'm just giving you tidbits, hopefully to intrigue you to come listen. The following week, we will be speaking with Kristen Waite LeBeau and on her journey as she was found on her job to be stealing drugs and what happened to her because of that, including going to jail, serving her time, being able to return to a profession still gives her access to those drugs and someone that gave her another chance and her journey through that. Her journey as an addict, lying through it, living through it, and continuing to find a purpose. As she also has written a book on that journey. But in all those cases, you know, it's not the book that we want to talk about. We want to talk about their purpose and how they came to know what they're supposed to be doing with it. The following week is Easter weekend and Passover weekend. This is one of the few times when they fall together. And we will be talking about deaths of dreams and rebirths of dreams. And then we come back to our first Fridays in April, that first weekend. We're talking about those. So I invite you to be a part of that. You can join us, like the page on Purpose Talk Radio on Facebook. Join the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. Put any comments, feedback, things like that in the chat for that group. We do have to, we always leave with some affirmations for the week, and I do want to give you that as well this week. I'm heading over to the chat room on that right now so that we can give you an affirmation for the week. And I think the affirmation for the week can be, I am weathering. Because I don't want to make it, I don't want to say I'm weathering all the storms. Because that's just not where we want to be. We want to make this be much more positive than that. So I'd say I am weathering all of what life has and not just And I'm going to spell it the other way, and not just weathering. So you have to look at the spelling of that, of course. Nah, I don't like that. We'll come up with an affirmation for you. Check out the Facebook group and see what we've... Because I don't want to just leave people hanging too long on this. So the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on it is Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. So as we go back out, again, you can email any questions, comments, feedbacks you'd like also to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And until next week, we wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.